D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Good does in your washing machine. Take your clothes out bright and clean. When you does your wash, you'll sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash. Now, meet the man with the nation's top secret, the man who knows who Miss Hush is. That Truth or Consequences guy, Ralph Edwards.
Oh, thank you very much, Harlow Wilcox, and greetings, party players. Here's something else I know for certain. Right down the wash line, does everything, so start doesing your wash. And here we go with the fifth week of telephone calls in the 1947 Miss Hush contest on Truth or Consequences. So far, we've found out that Miss Hush is not Elsa Maxwell, Maud Adams, Spring Byington, Sister Kenny, Tallulah Bankhead, Mary Pickford, Mary Halloran, Charlotte Greenwood, Red Skelton, Jim Backus, or Jack Parr. None of those are Miss Hush. Now, before we list the giant jackpot of prizes, let's hear from Miss Hush herself, the well-known Miss who is mystifying America, and try to learn her identity through the all-important riddle which she recites each week. Now, here she is, from somewhere in the United States, Miss Hush.
Second for Santa Claus, first for me. 13 for wreath, 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall.
Who is it? In a moment, we'll make our first phone call to identify Miss Hush. Now, first, listen to the list of prizes in the giant Miss Hush jackpot. All this to the winner. A 1947 Buick Super Convertible from the Howard Automobile Company. A Bendix Home Laundry with washer, dryer, and automatic ironer. A round-trip ticket for two via United Airlines to Honolulu. And a suite of rooms for 2 weeks at the Matson Lines Royal Hawaiian Hotel. A $2,000 Columbia House trailer, completely equipped. A $1,000 Diamond and Ruby Bulova wristwatch. An RCA Victor radio phonograph combination, plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver, and a library of 100 Red Seal records. An I.J. Fox $1,500 full-length beaver fur coat. An all-metal Luscombe Silvair airplane from Dallas, Texas. $2,000 in cash. A $1,000 Popular Mechanics home workshop with a library of Popular Mechanics instruction books. A Servel silent gas refrigerator. Sherwin-Williams Cover the Earth trademark paints will paint your house inside and out. A Hart Schaffner and Mark suit and top coat for every adult man and woman in your immediate family. A Tappan gas kitchen range, a 13-cubic-foot Jacobs home freezer, product of Jacobs Wind Electric Company, Minneapolis, filled with bird's-eye frozen food. A $1,000 J.R. Wood and Sons art-carved diamond ring. A Fitzgibbon steel residence heating boiler to heat the entire home, complete with tank saver to furnish your year-round domestic hot water. And Willett, solid golden burl maple furniture to completely furnish a dining room, two bedrooms, and living room. Now, for our first consequence in a few minutes, our first phone call. Wouldn't that be something to win, sir?
Sure would.
How'd you like to win all that?
Oh, boy.
What is your name?
My name is Clifford Beck.
Where are you from, Mr. Beck?
Port Orchard, Washington.
Where's that?
That's on Puget Sound, over in the Olympic Peninsula, up close to Bremerton.
What do you do up Port Orchard way?
I'm an ordnance engineer in the Puget Sound Navy Yard.
Good fella. Hello there, sir. What is your name?
Whitehead.
Yes. Joe Whitehead?
Yes, Joe.
From where?
Well, I'm from Los Angeles right now, but I'm originally from Ohio.
Yeah, fine.
Coshocton, Ohio.
Well, most people in Ohio are original. What is your occupation?
I'm a writer for Warner Brothers.
Are you really? Well, meet Port Orchard. Meet Hollywood here. Mr. Beck, Mr. Whitehead. Our question, mister, will have a little consequence. Okay, boys? Mrs. Blanche Stone of San Francisco sends in this question. They'll be listening over KNBC in San Francisco. KNBC, that used to be KPO. Here's to one of America's great radio stations, KNBC, the ex-KPO, San Francisco. All right, outside of Australia, you ready, Mr. Whitehead?
Yep, I'm
ready. Mr. Beck?
I'm all ready.
All right, boy, you here alone tonight? Huh?
Oh, no, my wife's sitting around watching me.
You almost slipped there. You almost said yes. Don't ever do that, man. When the wife's here, don't say you're alone.
Keep quiet.
Huh? I can't. It's my living. Oh, you're one. All right. Here's a question. Outside of Australia, who raises the most lambs? Truth or Consequences, Mr. Beck and Mr. Whitehead?
The United States.
No, sheep. The most lambs out there. Well, where were you, Mr. Whitehead?
I don't know. I got lost on that one.
You were working on a scenario back in Studio C. Well, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequence. Now, gentlemen, your consequence is to race each other to bed, okay? Okay, okay. On the other side of the stage here, you'll see a bed with a nice white sheet on it. Now, in the middle of the stage are two dressing rooms over here, see? Now, in each dressing room is a pair of pajamas. Now, when I say go, you, Mr. Beck, rush into dressing room number one. Mr. Whitehead, you rush into dressing room number two. Don't unbutton yet. Mr. Beck, slipping unbutton there. No. Fudge, fudge, fudge. You rush into dressing room number two, Mr. Whitehead. Will you do that?
All right.
And as loud as you can, sing Rock-a-Bye Baby. Now, the one who sings the louder, the one who gets dressed and jumps into bed first, wins a $50 savings bond. Can you see without your glasses?
Well, yes, I think I can.
You might be jumping into the control room, you know.
I can see, okay.
That does in there. That isn't water. All right. Now, you win a $50 savings bond.
When do we sing Rock-a-Bye Baby?
I thought you were going to say, when do we undress? I'm glad you didn't do that. That's when you get in the dress. You start singing Rock-a-Bye Baby when I sing, say go, which will be in about 2 seconds. All right. Now, don't let the other guy knock the other fellow out of
What's
bed if it's a tie.
On?
Sir?
What's the limit on taking, what do you have to take off? Everything?
I'm glad you brought that up, man. Yes, everything, because you're in a private dressing room there, you see, and you have a whole sort of a suit,
yeah.
A big canvas jumper to get into, like pajamas. All right, a $50 bond to the first one who hops into bed. You ready? Okay, sing loud all the time. Dressing rooms first, get set, go. Rock up. That's the stuff. There they go, into dressing room. Oh, man. Now, Johnny, tune them down a little. While the two men are racing to get into their pajamas, which are really big canvas jumpers, let me explain about this bed over here. That sheet on the bed covers a multitude of things. You see, it isn't really a bed under that sheet. It's a bathtub filled with water. Now, the tub is padded inside and out in case they make a dive for the bed. But whoever gets there first will make one of the biggest splashes in radio history. You can't tell. Let's tune them in where they're dressing and hear what develops.
The treetop.
Are they singing? I don't hear them singing in there.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Oh, yes, they're doing fine. All right, sounds like Mr. Beck in dressing room number one is coming on fine. Look out. Now. Oh, time is ticking off. Is everything set over here at the bed? Man. Yes, it is. There's big news tonight when he hits that, believe me. Mr. Beck is leading, I think. How are they doing? Mrs. Beck, does Mr. Beck have those high-top shoes on that's taking him so much time or what? Huh? Does he have shoes? Here comes Mr. Beck out. There, watch out.
I'm awful wet now. This is a good joke. I'm getting mighty wet. Boy, what a trick to play on a guy. Dump him in a bathtub. Oh, what a face. It's a little bit wet.
Did you have your Saturday night bath?
Yeah.
He saw that Beck had gone in, but he went in anyhow. Gentlemen, come on out. Be careful now. It's slippery. Here are shower robes and towels, boys. Nice race. Oh, I wish Miss Hutch could have seen that one. Back. How do you feel, Mr. Beck?
Boy, I feel mighty wet.
You're the winner. Go back and collect your $50 bond back there. And a runner-up prize, $15 for you. Give him $25, the runner-up, because he went in too. Watch out. Don't slip. A big hand. Come on, there, swell guy. Oh, and fellas, you certainly deserve a big red box of does apiece. You know, does everything.
I like the way you say that, Ralph.
Well, thank you, Harlow. I'll say it again. Everything.
Believe me, folks, it's true. In anybody's wash, the one and only does really does.
Everything.
Shirts, socks, coveralls, colors, towels, tablecloths, does them all. Just a short washer run gets those grease-stained work clothes thoroughly clean. Streaked up towels, gloriously white, really dazzling white.
Everything?
That's only the beginning. This same terrific dirt getter outer takes wonderful care of the smartest, gayest colors in the wash. Does it safer for them, actually leaves them brighter. That's where Does is different, has it all over the other leading package soap sold for wash day. Why, Does even gives you more suds ounce for ounce. Those extra suds are real soap suds, too. You see, folks, Does gives you...
Everything.
Right. The soap shortage taught folks there's no substitute for Does. It's moving out of the store so fast these days, you have to get there early to get Does. From the toughest and the roughest to the whitest and the brightest, Does...
Everything.
Well, thanks, Emil. You really were a help, old boy.
I gave everything, believe me. And now, stand by, America. I'm now going to call the person who gets first crack at tonight's Miss Hush Giant Jackpot. This is the person in our radio audience who gave us, in our fifth week's contest, the best reason why we all should support the March of Dimes. Hand me the phone, please, and I'll I'll place the call. Hello, operator. Get me Portland, Oregon, please. To the City of Roses we go. Portland, Oregon, home of Woodcraft, Bill Moyes, the Oregonian, Pangborn, Cox, all the gang. And, oh, man, I'll bet Portland is buzzing right now. Hello, Portland, Oregon. Our NBC operator, Billy Clevenger, will give you a number in Portland to call. Will you please ring it? Give her the number, please, Billy. Ooh. If you can't get Portland, get me Fred Allen. Fred, I wonder if he knows. We found out that Miss Hush is not Elsa Maxwell, Maud Adams, Spring Byington, Tallulah Bankhead, Sister Kenny, Mary Pickford, Mary Halloran, or Charlotte Greenwood. Hello? Hello? Oh, this... Hello? Yes, this is Ralph Edwards of the Truth or Consequences program. Is this Mrs. Jack Smarden, S-M-A-R-D-E-N, of 5566 Northeast Sandy Crest Terrace, Portland, Oregon? The rules say that the writers of the best entries must be available at their telephones. Your entry on why we should all support the March of Dimes was selected as the best entry tonight, so you get an opportunity to identify the voice of Miss Hush. Could you use those prizes, Mrs. Smarden? Do you have a big family? Yes, two children. All right, now the big question, and you can give only one answer. Tell us who you think is Miss Hush. Well, my guess is Mary Garden. You say Mary Garden. You say Mary Garden. I'm sorry, Mrs. Smarden, Mary Garden is wrong, but don't let this discourage you from trying again next week in case our second and third calls tonight are incorrect, too. And thank you very much, Miss Jack Smarden of Portland, Oregon, for your contribution to the March of Dimes. A lot of people thought it was Mary Garden, so you're in that boat. Thank you. Good night to a lovely lady. Man, they're getting close. All right, two more calls yet to be made. I'm telling you, if Miss Hush isn't guest tonight, you all should get in at it. It could be you. It can't be long. Let's have some more consequences first, and later on, you'll hear the voice of Miss Hush almost give away her identity and clues tonight. I'll tell you how to become eligible for the giant jackpot of prizes. Come on up here, will you, please, the microphone. Incidentally, the sportsmanship of the wrong guessers is wonderful, just like Mrs. Smarden there. Almost all have written pleasant letters telling us of the aftermath of their being called and their joy being able to support the March of Dimes. How are you, sir?
Fine, then.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Your name?
Lane.
And mine?
Edward.
Thank you. I just want to be sure. I get so excited in this Miss Hush contest, I can't be... Oh, say, there's more
well,
big news.
I think
news.
We do, too.
Do you, sir?
Absolutely.
Have you made your decision? Don't say it if you have.
Well...
Don't say it. Here's big news for you folks in Oklahoma. Do you mind if I talk to the folks of Oklahoma for a second? Mr. Lane, you're from where?
Los Angeles.
Yes, so especially around Norman and Oklahoma City, we will broadcast next Saturday's Truth or Consequences broadcast from Norman, Oklahoma, at the University of Oklahoma for the American Legion, Post 303, first post established in the United States after World War II. Now, you better check on your seat reservations now because it'll be a great big coast-to-coast Truth or Consequences broadcast from Norman, Oklahoma, next Saturday night. See you there in Norman, Oklahoma. All right, sir. Your name is Mr. Arthur Lane.
Right.
And your occupation, sir?
I'm a shipping clerk.
Here's a question, Mr. Lane. From David Deutsch of Brooklyn. Oh, from David again.
Mm-hmm.
What is the greatest change that takes place when water becomes ice? Truth or consequence?
Freezing.
The greatest is the price. The price changes so much when it changes. All right, Mr. Lane, you haven't told truth, so you must pay the consequence. Mr. Lane, your consequence is a real test of honor and endurance. We have a barrel in a room backstage. It's upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we won't tell you what's under the barrel, but we want you to sit on top of the barrel until the end of the show. Truth or consequences tonight. Now, you'll be all alone in the room, so we'll never know if you get off the barrel or not. You'll be on your honor. We'll give you $50 in cash if you stay on the barrel until we tell you to get off. Is that okay?
All right.
All right. Now, run backstage, please. Into the room with the upside-down barrel and sit on it. That's it. Al Pascal, Phil Davis, show him the way back there, will you? That's the stuff. Just go back there. Now, you're on your honor. Sit on the... Is he gone? He can't hear. Ooh, what's going to happen to Mr. Lane? Now, I guess we can bring Mrs. Lane back on stage now. We sent Mr. Lane's wife off earlier just to plant a seed of suspicion in his mind. Come along, Mrs. Lane. Johnny Pollock, turn on the microphone. I'll walk back to Mrs. Lane. How are you doing? Okay?
I'm doing fine.
Good. All right. Now, we just told your husband to sit on a barrel in a room backstage. Now, under the barrel is a radio speaker, and when we turn it on, whoever speaks into this microphone here on stage will sound... will sound as if they are under the barrel in there. You see?
Yeah, I see.
So, we want you to talk into this microphone. When we turn it on, you say, what's his first name?
Dad. I always call him Dad.
Dad. And what is your first name?
Ella.
Well,
Mom.
You say, Dad, this is Ella. Get off the barrel for a minute, honey. I'm suffocating. See, it'll sound just as if your voice is there. With a speaker under the barrel your husband's sitting on, he'll think you're under it, for sure, you see. Now, Mr. Lane really will have a major decision to make, whether to listen to his wife, who he will think is under the barrel, or to stay on the barrel and collect his $50. Now, Mrs. Lane, we'll give you $75 if you can get your husband off the barrel without giving the gag away, see?
Oh, good.
But don't tell him. You have to say, oh, I'm dying under anything. Okay, tune in a microphone in the room backstage in a moment now when I give you the cue so we can hear the speaker and poor Mr. Lane's reaction to our pleading. Now, get ready. Are we devils? Okay, here we go. Go ahead. Dad must be D.E.D.
All right, Don, where are you? Are you? Well, where are you? In the barrel. What barrel?
You would have got $75 if you got off. However, because your honor is so great, we'll give you the $75. Anyhow, thanks a lot. It's just a speaker under that barrel. Look under it now, and you'll just see a speaker.
All right, your
wife and I are here on stage. Are you looking?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah.
How you doing,
he
Mom?
Hears it. There's a speaker under there. You'll find out. Come on backstage and collect your $75 for appealing to your other sense of honor. And Mrs. Lane, you better take this box of Duds for protection. Duds does everything, you know.
Thanks so very much indeed.
Mrs. Lane, he means on wash day. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything.
Thanks and continued happiness to two wonderful people. And now we call the writer of the second best entry in this week's Miss Hush contest on Truth or Consequences for the March of Dimes. Hand me the phone again, please. Hello, 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 operator. Get me York, Pennsylvania, please. Our first call to Mrs. Jack Smarden in Portland, Oregon, proved that the voice was not that of Mary Garden. Yes, hello, York, Pennsylvania. Our NBC operator will give you a number to call in York. Would you ring it, please? If this person cannot identify Miss Hush, we'll make our third call in a few minutes. Pennsylvania, last year, Pennsylvania proved the blowing-off point of our contest. Mrs. Mary McCormick of Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, gave us the name Clara Bow, and the lid was off the Mrs. Hush contest. But this is York, Pennsylvania. This is the Miss Hush contest. Hello? Hello? How do? Is this Mr. J. Albert Muffet? M-U-F-F-I-T-T, 731 Maryland Avenue, York, Pennsylvania. Hello, Mr. Muffet. He says, hello, Ralph. So you know, this is Ralph Edwards on Truth and Consequences. Your entry on why we should support the March of Dimes was selected as the second best entry tonight. All right, I'm a little scared of you. The big question, and you can give only one answer. Tell us who you think is Miss Hush. You say the answer is Marjorie Lawrence, the opera star? Marjorie Lawrence. Mr. Muffet of York, Pennsylvania, I'm sorry. Miss Hush is not Marjorie Lawrence, but thanks for supporting the March of Dimes. Many polio victims will be aided by your and other entrance contributions. Good night, sir. You're a wonderful fellow and a good choice you had. Now, goodbye, sir. Now, in a minute, another phone call, and if Miss Hush is not identified, then we'll hear her voice and some very obvious clues. And I'm glad you're making your contributions dollars as well as dimes when you send in your entry. Now Does nominates this week's Dishpan Dozer. She's Mrs. Roy Duncan of Castroville, California.
Does delighted to have you join the Dishpan Dozers, Mrs. Duncan. You've learned does everything in the dishpan, too. From fast action on pans to gentle action on hands. Have you heard the good word about those Does suds, folks? They're real soap suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Does actually makes more suds, ounce for ounce, than any strong granulated soap. And changing to Does can mean softer, smoother hands. Start dozing your dishes. Does everything.
That it does, Harlow. I was listening to every word, kid. And now, the third call to the writer of the third best entry in this 1947 Miss Hush contest. If this person doesn't know the identity of Miss Hush, three more fabulous prizes will be added to the greatest jackpot in radio history, and three more people will be called next week. Maybe you, if you've entered the March of Dimes Miss Hush contest. More of that in a moment. Here goes the call. And brothers and sisters, hold on to your hats. Tonight's third winner is in Hollywood, California. Operator, will you please call the Hollywood number given you? Stand by, Miss Hush. This could be it. If it isn't, the clues Miss Hush will give certainly will bring the contest to a head soon. Hello? Right. Oh, man, this is right in the backyard here. Hollywood. This could be it, Miss Hush. Stand by. Engineer X, stand by. Gee, we're going to have to run if it is. Hello? Hello? Is this Dorothy Deer of 2200 Broadview Terrace, Hollywood 28, California? Miss or Mrs. Deer? Dorothy Deer. This is Ralph Edwards of Truth or Consequences. Congratulations. This is no time for jokes, Miss Deer. Congratulations on a fine entry statement in the Miss Hush contest. All right. Already tonight, the names of Mary Garden and Marjorie Lawrence. You know who's been guests, have been guests. All right, the big question, you can give only one answer. Tell us who you think is Miss Hush. Oh, now give me all of this. You're very sorry you don't know her last name. You think it has something to do with what? With Warm Springs, Georgia? A woman who has done great work with Warm Springs, Georgia. Mrs. Dorothy Deer of Hollywood, I'm sorry. I can tell you the truth. This is not that lady that you're thinking of. She's not Miss Hush. Thanks on behalf of the March of Dimes and Truth or Consequences. Keep trying, will you? Okay. Good night. Good night. Oh, man, I thought that was going to be it. Miss Hush does not have anything to do with Warm Springs, Georgia, to my knowledge, and so that is not the correct answer. Besides, she didn't have a name. So the name of Miss Hush remains a mystery for another week. I hope your name will be called next week. Next week, in addition to the 1947 Buick Super Convertible, a Bendix Home Laundry, a round-trip ticket for two via United Airlines Mainliner 300 to Honolulu, and a suite of rooms for a two-weeks vacation at the Matson Lines Royal Hawaiian Hotel, a $2,000 Columbia House trailer, a $1,000 Diamond and Ruby Boulevard wristwatch, an RCA Victor television receiver, and a library of 100 Red Seal records, an I.J. Fox $1,500 full-length beaver coat, a $1,000 Popular Mechanics home workshop with a library of Popular Mechanics instruction books, a Servel silent gas refrigerator, Sherwin-Williams Cover the Earth trademark paints to paint your house inside and out, a Hart Shafter and Mark suit and top coat for every adult man and woman in your immediate family, a tap and gas kitchen range, a 13-cubic-foot Jacobs home freezer, product of Jacobs Wind Electric Company, Minneapolis, filled with bird's eye frozen foods, a $1,000 J.R. Wood & Sons art-carved diamond ring, a Fitzgibbon steel residence heating boiler to heat the entire home, complete with tank saver to furnish year-round domestic hot water, a full house, a house full of Willett Golden Burl solid maple furniture to completely furnish your dining room, two bedrooms, and living room. To all this, Truth or Consequences, next week we'll add universal electric blankets for every bed in your house, an Electrolux vacuum cleaner with all attachments, and art craft Venetian blinds throughout your entire home. Who is Miss Hush? Well, stand by. Here she is again. From somewhere in the United States comes the voice of Miss Hush. Listen and good luck. Here is the voice.
Second for Santa Claus, first for me. 13 for wreath, 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall.
Who is it? If you think you can identify the voice of Miss Hush, this is what you do to enter the contest. Now listen. One, finish this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all support the March of Dimes because. Two, enclose your entry in an envelope, only one entry to an envelope, with a money contribution, if you please, for the March of Dimes. Three, mail with your name, address, and telephone number printed clearly in the upper right-hand corner to Miss Hush, Hollywood, California. Do not send your entries to the Truth or Consequences office. Four, do not include the name of Miss Hush with or on your entry. And don't forget, each week brings a new contest until Miss Hush is identified. All entries received by Monday, December 1st, will be judged, and the writer of the best entry in this group will be called next Saturday. Eligibility for participation is not contingent upon your contribution to the March of Dimes. Let your heart be your guide. Each week, the writer of the best entry will be called as we did tonight. You must be at your telephone at the time of our Eastern broadcast. Entries will be judged for sincerity, originality, and aptness of thought. The judge's decision will be final. All entries and ideas therein become the property of Truth or Consequences, and none will be returned. Any resident of the United States may compete except employees of Truth or Consequences, NBC, Procter & Gamble, their advertising agencies, and their families. Only one attempt will be made to reach the contender for the prize, and that attempt will be on our regular Eastern broadcast on Saturdays, 8:30 Western Time, 7:30 Central Time, and you listeners in the Mountain and Pacific Time zones must be at your telephones at 6:30 Mountain Time and 5:30 Pacific Time. Remember, finish this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all support the March of Dimes because. The address, Miss Hush, Hollywood, California. Now here she is again, Miss Hush, from somewhere in the United States. Come on, you know this woman. Can't you give us some hints, Miss Hush?
Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen, and I am sure you will understand tonight who I am. Second for Santa Claus. Second what? Remember, he had 8 reindeer. Personally, I prefer an auto. There, you have my profession and my name. Now I'm going to have a cracker while you count up 13 and 7 in the alphabet and rush to mail your entry. Good night, and good luck. And thank you for your contributions to the polio fund. You are making it possible for many polio victims to spring, not fall.
Now, who is it? Beautifully done, Miss Hush. Beautifully done. I'm sure they must know now. Someone's going to win, maybe next week. I hope it's you. Now, be sure to get in it. This week now, and if your contributions to the March of Dimes are generous, the polio victims, large and small, will be the winners in the end. How much more time we got, Ed? 15 seconds. Let's give them applause and a big news coming up. Big news. Sud's alive. Look here. Sud's alive. Here come our happy Godezzi singers and their merry washing machine. Hello.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Put Dove in your washing machine.
Work clothes come out oh so clean.
White things white and colored things bright.
D-U-Z does everything.
From the roughest and the toughest to the whitest and the brightest.
No soap quite like does before.
Does is different, does more.
When you does your wash, you'll sing.
D-U-Z does everything. D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Oh, that was sensational, kids. And now the grand prize winner tonight is... Buddy Cole. Beautifully played. Buddy Cole is not Miss Hush either. The gentleman who went in the bathtub there. Yes, sir. Mr. Beck and Mr. Whitehead there each get a $25 savings bond. Folks, the truth is most dealers pay you good money for used kitchen fats. Why? Because the fats and oil shortage continues worldwide. Everybody save every drop. This is Ralph Edwards sending you dozens of good washes, and until next week when we broadcast Truth or Consequences in person from Norman, Oklahoma, and hear if Miss Hush is identified. Maybe in Norman. Good night, everybody!
Why has Hollywood star Virginia Mayo switched to new improved Dreen shampoo? Because compared to dulling soap shampoos, this wonderful new Dreen reveals up to 33% more sheen. Follow Virginia's secret for shining hair.
It's new Dreen for Hollywood sheen. Improved Dreen for Hollywood sheen. Your hair can have that Hollywood sheen. The very first time you use new Dreen, get wonderful new Dreen shampoo. New Dreen.
This
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does. Ralph Edwards' Truth or Consequences came to you from Hollywood and Miss Hush's Hideaway.
Where's that?
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.